The third International Ministerial Conference, Nuclear Power in the 21st Century, has kicked off in St. Petersburg. The conference takes place every 4 years and has been held in Paris and Beijing before. This year, the conference is held in collaboration with the Russian government.
It's important to discuss the contribution of nuclear power to sustainable development at current status and prospects for the future. Furthermore, this conference will make it possible to draw people's attention everywhere to the key role played by international cooperation and the IAEA.
The conference is organized by the International Atomic Energy Agency. Its main goal is to exchange international experiences and to address issues affecting the nuclear energy sector, such as safety, environment considerations, security and development.
We need to ensure the supply, stable supply of energy, in particular electricity. At the same time, safety must be at the first. Without safety, we cannot maintain, we cannot keep the supply of electricity by nuclear sustainable. So it is not the choice, either safety or climate, or clean nuclear power. Both are needed.
Over 600 people will attend the conference over the course of 3 days. 83 countries have sent their delegations to attend the event. Each presents a report on nuclear energy in their country. Iran's delegation is led by the country's head of Atomic Energy Organization.
Our expectations from this conference are to hear different opinions and to learn about nuclear energy programs in different countries. We would like to learn about nuclear energy safety practices around the world.
On the sidelines of the conference, some participating nations have organized stands which explore many uses of nuclear energy. For example, atomic energy can be used in medicine and prolonging shelf life of food products by a number of years. The IAEA conference in St. Petersburg is the largest forum of its kind in the world. It provides a platform for policymakers and senior officials to share their views on the future of peaceful nuclear energy. It also helps to identify and overcome challenges in nuclear safety. Julia Lebova, Press TV, St. Petersburg.